In today's Mishnah, we'll learn the ninth and final Mishnah from the fifth parak of Masechta Gittin, and then we'll start the sixth parak. This Mishnah continues along the theme of the previous one, where we're discussing certain practices that were permitted or implemented due to Darkei Shalom in order to maintain peace. So here we're talking about the relationship between a woman and her friend who is Chashuda ala Shvit. What that means is as follows. If you remember, when we learned back in Masechta Shmita, that while one is allowed to enjoy fruit from the Shmita year that grows in the Shmita year, that is only up until a point. Meaning, once it's no longer found in the field anymore, we have the chiyuv of biur that has to be removed, or another standing section be destroyed from the house. So this friend is one who is suspected of not being so particular with those laws. Nonetheless, what the Mishnah says is that this woman will be able to lend her friend a nafa, kvara, a sieve, and a sifta, v'rechayim, and a mill, and a tanur, and an oven, despite the fact that these items are used for preparation of food. Nonetheless, Mipnei Darkei Shalom, the Chachamim were relaxed and said that, you know, we can simply assume that perhaps it will be used in a permissible context. However, Mishnah says, despite the fact we're relaxed in that sense, there's still a limit. It says, Avalot tavor v'lot titchanima. This woman wouldn't be able to assist a friend in an actual sifting or the grinding of the products, because that would be considered a masayei begufa avera. She's actually assisting this woman in actually performing a prohibition. Let's continue. Now, Mishnah brings discuss the relationship between Eshet Chaver. This is a woman, also husband, that are particular and very careful laws of Trumas and Masrot and preserve their food in the state of Tahara so they don't become Tameh. So Mishnah says she can lend her friend Mashat Eshet Amaretz, and Amaretz is an individual who is not particular laws of Tumah and Tahara and also suspected of not really caring too much about Trumas and Masrot. So in this case, she can lend, just like the previous one, the Naf and Kfarah Siv and Sifta. Some people say it also includes other things as well, the rechaim and the tanur. I'll leave that for your further study. But the Mishnah here adds, uboreret v'tochenet u'maraketet yimah. She can still separate the bad parts from the mixtures, and also tochenet, she can grind with her and maraketet and sift it. In this case, she can do that with her wine, because here we rely on the fact that, as Mishnah says, rov amei aretz master in hand, like we learned back in Demai, that most of amei aretz do separate from a master. So again, we're very relaxed. We say, look, we can assume this, we can assume that, Mipnei Darkei Shalom. But once again, just like the previous case, in this case, it's up until a point. As the Mishnah says, Avam Mishatil Maim, once she adds water to the flour in order to make dough, then not Loti Gaima. Then this woman won't be able to assist her friend anymore. Why is that? That is because once we start kneading the dough, once it's turned, we say that it's actually now Chayiv in Chala, which is Hafrashat Chala, which is a part of the dough that's going to be separated and given to the Kohen. And since this Amaretz, or Eshet Amaretz, is not particular laws in Tumah Tahara, she's going to be Matameh, almost deliberately going to cause this Chala to become Tameh. So once again, as we said previously, this Isha, this woman wouldn't be able to Messiah, assist her directly in doing such a thing, because it asks her to do so. And as the Mishnah summarizes, Lefisha ein machasikin yadei avrei avreira. We do not try and assist and support and encourage one who does an avera. But just to summarize until this point, that Mipnei Darkei Shalom, we still allow particular interactions, despite the fact you might think, isn't this Messiah? No, because when it's at a distance, not actually Begufa Avera, we allow relationships between each other, you know, lending various like kitchen implements. Let's continue. V'kolam, lo amru ele Mipnei Darkei Shalom, as the Mishnah has already explained, that all the things we allowed previously is Mipnei Darkei Shalom. Let's continue. Machzikin yadei goyim b'shvid. Which means that if goyim are working in the field during the Shemitah year, it doesn't mean that you're allowed to assist them physically, but here machzik means a shakach gofo, hitzlichu b'ma'aseichem. And it says, however, lo yedei Yisrael. However, in Israel that's working its field, by extension, the way we just explained it, you're not allowed to encourage them to do so, because you're not allowed to machzik yedei, support and assist someone who's doing an avera. Mishnah continues, v'sho'alim b'shlomam mipnei darkei shalom. He referring to going ones are even allowed to ask, how are you, how are you going? Again, Mipnei Darkei Shalom. Now that should be obvious, meaning what's the Mishnah teaching us? And that's the point of the Gemara. If you can say during the Shemitah year, good on you, keep up the good work type of thing, then clearly you're allowed to say, hello, how are you going? Shalom b'shalomam. The novelty of Mipnei Darkei Shalom, therefore, is even on the days of their Chagim. We will learn in Masechta Avodah Zarah that on the days of their festivals of Avodah Zarah, certain interactions are restricted. However, here, Mipnei Darkei Shalom, we even allow on those days for Sho'alim B'Shlomam. Let's now learn Mishnah Aleph in the sixth parak. And now we've returned back to the laws of Gittin. So Mishnah says, Ha'omer hitkabel get zel yishti. We've already mentioned previously that there are two types of shlichim. One is a shliach of the Baal, which is a shliach halacha. He's the shliach that is nominated by their husband to deliver the get. I think I've also mentioned this previously, that the wife can nominate a shliach kabbalah to receive the get. So if the husband says to a shliach, I want you to accept this get from wife or take this get from wife, in both situations that would be nominating the shliach as a shliach holacha, meaning to deliver the get. So therefore, im ratzav, the husband wants to lachazor, to go back on it, provided the get hasn't reached his wife and he can catch up to this shliach, he can yachzor, can say, actually, I don't want you to do the shlichut anymore. This particular point we've discussed in a few different mishnahs. Let's continue. However, ha'isha sha'amra hitkaber li giti. If the woman says to a shaliach, I want you to accept the get for me, be my shaliach kabbalah, im ratza lachazor, if the get hits the hand of that shaliach, and the husband actually wants to change his mind, Mishnah says, I'm sorry, it's too late, lo yachzor, he cannot. Because the shaliach is a shaliach of the wife, it's as if it's already reached her hand. So let's continue. Lefichach, im amar lo habal, if however the husband says to the shaliach that was sent by the wife, if she did kabbalah, I don't want you to be the shaliach kabbalah. However, el holech v'tenla, I want you now to take this get in the capacity of a shaliach halacha. In that situation, imrat alachazor, if he wants to go back on it, but the get has not yet reached the wife, he'd be able to, because the shaliach has almost changed hats and now he's functioning as a shaliach halacha. Let's continue. Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon Gomi Omer af haomeret tol li giti. So the point of Rabban Gamliel is saying, even if the wife said to this shaliach, not accept this get for me, even if she said, I want you to take or retrieve the get for me, that should be interpreted as if she's nominating this shaliach to be a shaliach kabbalah, meaning the shaliach on her behalf to receive the get, despite the fact she said, retrieve it for me or take it for me. And therefore, im ratza lachzor, once it hits that shaliach's hands, if the husband wants to go back, it'll be too late. Lo yachzor, he cannot, because she's reconsidered, effectively divorced. Those are the Mishnah today.